speaking about Pesach days, the Gemara quotes the Kiddush of Rabbi Yosef. Bomi Ravalda Umso, Uba Achem Mitzdach in Ova. If, however, it was the Tzono, then Rabbi Yosef says the person is a Rasha, and Torah Ma Al Toshes Rasha E. The Gemara tells us that apparently the Roveya, the Nirvah, Rashaim who are Pasula Eidus. That's the first comment that Tosos makes to Ramas Valir Tzono. You see, apparently this is considered to be among the Pasula Eidus. Tosos is bothered, because after all, Tosos refers you to the Sukhya and Abchot Zayin, the Machlokis between Abai and Rav. This, of course, is very relevant because Rav is going to comment on this case of Rav Yosef, who in fact is considered to be Kosher or Pasula Eidus. Gemara quotes the fascinating machlokes as follows. If a person is a mumar ochon avelos the payavo, so in such instance the Gemara tells us the divrei hakol pasul. Ochon avelos the payavo, a person is doing it for personal enjoyment, for benefit, that certainly everyone agrees is pasul. What about if a person is ochon avelos mahakis, he does so with a sense of defiance, what then is valid? So Abayi says, of course pasul. Not only the Teyavah, Mahakis as well. And here Rava says that Kosher, Ochon Avelos the Teyavah, he is Posulatus, if a person does so Mahakis, then he is Kosherlatus. How can that be? That distinction of Rava, why is Mahakis better than the Teyavah? Rava argues as follows. This very Posul that the Gemara quotes regarding Psuliatus requires that you must be a Rosh of the Hamas, Leos a Hamas. Rav is of the opinion that the Rosh of the Hamas means the following. A person who in principle, right, will admit that this is also. But yet, for personal profit, for personal gain, a person is willing to violate Isurim. That is the Rosh of the Hamas, a Gazlan or a Ganav, and therefore that person is possible. If you're dealing with a Rosh of the Hamas, a person who is Ochon Avelos L'Hachis, in such instance, he's not doing it as a Rosh of the Chamas, therefore he's Koshleidus. And Hecha says that just because he denies the Neva, that he will go ahead and compromise other areas lahalacha, such as cases of Eidus. A Rosh of the Teyavon is worse. Here, in principle, he admits, but we know he is willing to suspend those convictions for personal gain. He'll come into Beis Din, and I'll completely lie in order to derive some benefit from his Eidushim. So that's the view of Rav. In order to have a Pasul of Rasha, require Rasha the Hamas. And Abai disagrees. Abai says it's true. Obviously, the Pasuk mentions that Rasha the Hamas is Pasul Eidus, but there also is a Pasul of Stam Rasha. Who is Stam Rasha? After all, the Gemara points out Rasha is mentioned in very different contexts in the Chumash. Asher hu Rasha Lamos means if a person is Chayav Misa, then he is a Rasha, and also Vahayim bin Hakosa Rasha. When it comes to a Chi of Malchus, a person is called a Rasha. So according to Abaye, a Rasha the Chomas is Posleidus. Furthermore, that Stam Rasha, meaning one who violates Lav Sheish from Isa, Lav Sheish from Malchus, that individual also is Posleidus. This is what the Ramban writes in Perigirat from Posleidus. We pass like the view of Abaye, this is one of the six cases, one of the Yalta Gams. We pass like Abaye against the view of Rava, that there's a Psul of Stam Rasha and a Psul of a Rasha the Chomas. Good? Tosus points out that clear that this case of Mishkan Zachar, this is called the Rosh of the Hamas. Because here, Rava is the one who says this person is Pasul, and Rava maintains the only Psul is Rosh of the Hamas, so you see that this Saptidin is considered to be a Rosh of the Hamas. Why is that true? That even though he's not a Chams in the sense of Mama, but nonetheless, Ova Lanaso Aldas Kono, so therefore if a person is doing for even for physical pleasure, that Al-Tadin is called a Rosh of the Chamas as well. Good. This comment of Tosfos that realized that here in the reference of Arayos, or specific in the case of Mishkan Zachar, this is called Rosh of the Chamas, and therefore it applies even according to Rava. Is this comment of Tosfos relevant to Halacha, or is it not? After all, we assume the Halacha is mentioned as the view of Abaye, that there's a Psula of Stam Rasha. So the Kasha doesn't begin. A person who violates this of Mishkan Zachar, certainly, he is Posula Eidus. The person is considered to be a Rasha. Good? Or should one argue the following Yiddish? That even Abaye, who admits that in addition to Rasha the Hamas, there's a Psul of Stam Rasha, But realize these are two very different halachot. And therefore, even according to Vayi, it's crucial to know what Al-Kidin is Stam Rasha and what is considered to be a Rasha the Chavos. The Mechaber writes in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Memba, in Sif Lamed Aleph, the following English. Let's assume, for example, a person signs a shtar, Chosam Vishtar Kodem Shanas Lagaz. So he signs a shtar, so last year. All of a sudden now, this year, right, the person violates Mr. Gezel, he is posel aedus. That shtar is kosher. That good will be posel from the time of the Maisa Deira, but it's not going to kick in from prior to that period of time, and therefore, certainly kosher. Good? But meant for the Murim, the Mechaber writes, that's if we know that this shtar was signed then, a year ago. Let's assume, for example, that that shtar did not appear until now. And all of a sudden now, after the person already was declared a gazlan, the shtar surfaces. And the shtar was dated as of last year. Is that considered to be kosher, or is it not? If we can confirm that that was last year's shtar, of course the shtar is kosher. The fact that he's a gazlan today does not shed light on his credibility, dating back a year ago. However, if the shtar is only now in existence today, so don't we have to be concerned that Shema Atta Siyed Bachasam? That maybe, you know what, this Gazlan wrote this shtar now, and it was predated from a year ago, because he knows that now he's Bachasam, and before it was Kashan. So the Mechaber writes that following Kiddush that yes, if we cannot independently verify that this shtar was a shtar Kashan from a year ago, so therefore that shtar is considered to be a shtar Bachasam, because Ikul Amecho Shema Atta Siyed Bachasam. That's the Pesach Halacha of the Mechaber. So if you look in the Ktzos, Simchat Yud Zayin, the Ktzos raises the following discussion. He quotes the view of Reis Yosef, it's found in Sif Lamed, who quotes the Safek of the Bali Atosos as follows. This Kiddush that the Rishonim write, Pesach Halacha of the Mechaber, you have to be concerned, Shema Atta Ziyech the Pesach. Does this only apply to Rasha the Hamas? Or does this even apply to a Stam Rasha according to the view of Abayi? That's the subject of the Bali Atosis. If you're dealing with a Rasha the Chavos, so often then what does that mean? A person, for example, who Enoch Inam, he will admit to you, push comes to shove, that this Isra is on the books, but for personal gain or for personal benefit, even from Nasa Guptosa says, he's willing, right, to violate Isra. So therefore we have to be concerned that Shema Atta Ziyeh Bechasam, does that apply to everyone who is Pasul? What happens if there's a Psul, but it's not necessarily a Psul of a Chshash Meshagir? You have to be concerned, Shema Atta Ziv Bechasam. Let's say, for example, the following Yiddish. Let's say you're dealing with a Karav. You have to be concerned with Shema Atta Ziv Bechasam. Let's assume, for example, a person becomes a Karav today. Look, it was a Chasana. And now he's a family member, a son-in-law, a father-in-law. Last year, he was not a Karo. And there's a shtar that this person was made last year. Of course that's kosher. What would happen if that shtar would only surface today? Good? All of a sudden today a shtar is produced. Lo and behold, the one who signed the shtar is a Karo, but the shtar was dated last year. You look, for example, the Rambam of Zedus, Berkidale, Halakahei, the Rambam is explicit that in such case, that shtar is a shtar kosher. What, you have to be concerned that the Karo wrote the shtar right now and predated it? Why should you assume a person who's a Karo who has a Chezkas Nemamas would do anything such as that? No? There's no shash regarding Karo, Shema Atta Ziyeh Tefasa. So as far as the Karo is concerned, the Rambam is explicit. There's no such shash. Even if the shtar only surfaces the Achar Shnasa Posna, nonetheless, certainly the shtar is considered to be kosher. And the Rambam writes explicitly, because She'eino Dome, Psul Ha'aveiru, L'Psul Ha'kreva. That's the Lashon HaRambam. How can you equate a Psul Karov to a Psul of Yerub of Alaveira? Rasha Bechamas is a Chshash Meshaker. That's the whole Kiddush of Rava. That's what you need to have Psul Eidus. When it comes to Karov, everyone agrees that Karov is Psul Eidus, but that's not because of a Chisan Ha'anos. Zeras HaPasu, Moshe Aram could not serve as aided together. Even if the Karov, for example, is going to testify against his negius. Well, we're not going to argue, oh, of course, he's coming to that for his own. Nonetheless, who is considered to be possible? That itself writes Karov is a Xeris of Kosov. Rasha de Chomas is a Shash Mashan. So suggests the following Yiddish that even Aliba de Abay, that there is a psul of Stam Rasha, a psul of Stam Rasha is simply a psul comparable to that of Karov. There's no Chazaka, there's no concept of Shash Mashan, and therefore, Enochinami, this halacha, Shema at Zin Bechasam, would not apply to a Stam Rasha, only to a Rasha de Chamas. Wow, a very great Yiddish. So it's quotes the Mugi Helsin, found here in Sanhedrin, the Hayim and Beis Vadabi Harid. Mugi Helsin writes the following Yiddish. Let's assume, for example, a person violates an Yisr Shvur in his Basla Eidus. What type of Shvur is that? Mugi Helsin writes the following Yiddish. It depends on what type of Shvur. If it's a Shvur Zoron, that's a Rosh of the Chamas. Let's assume, for example, his Basla Eidus because of our Shvur Shalom. See, he made a shvua al ha'eshu, eitz al ha'eshu, even, that's a stam rasha. He violated one of the seres adivros, but it's not a rasha de chamas. And what Yosef writes explicitly, that a stam rasha, sh'av al shvua shav, ain't a choshu de shaker. That's not a shash m'shaker, comparable to the case of rasha de chamas. And what Yosef writes, the following Yiddish, that number one, he's neman b'shari suri, even though he's posel ha'eduz. Nisha's postulates, but the Nisha certainly is Nemenis when it comes to Yisurim, who would apply the principle of Eref but Nemen Yisurim. So therefore, the Chiddush Mugi Yosef writes the following: a Rasha de Chamas lacks Nemanos. A Stam Rasha is postulates. That's the Gzeres Hakosav of Avaye. I am Bin Hakos Rasha, but nonetheless, that individual is Nemon B'Shari Yisurim. He's not Nemon in Dini Mamanos, Dini Bashos. Yes, Nemon in Shari Yisurim. Even further, the Ksos writes, that person is Neman when it comes to Eidus Isha. Now, the very beginning of the 10th paragraph of Isha Rabba, when it comes to a case of Meis Bale, certain individuals are allowed to be made, even though in the Imamah, in the Fashos, they cannot. If a person lacks Nemanos, Shash Meshaker, Gana for a Gazon who is Basel, that individual is not Neman even when it comes to Eidus Isha. Yiddish that so suggests when it comes to a case of Stam Rasha, in that instance that person is Neman B'Shari Surim, that person is Neman B'Eidus Isha, there's no concern of Shema Atazir B'Chosam, it's comparable to a Psul Karov. Very important Yiddish that so right, that even according to the Halacha, Bayim, nonetheless these are two distinct Halachas. He pointed out that perhaps in the Rambam, that is not necessarily the case. Because that Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Yudalet Halacha Hey, does not make that distinction. The Rambam writes that following case, that Shema at Ziyat Bechasim, you have to be concerned that that happened or that not. So the Rambam writes, in a case of a Ganav or a Gazlan, yes, even though right now the Shtar appears, and it was dated last year, Chayshin and Shema at Ziyat Bechasim. Masenkin, in the case of Karov, the Rambam writes, you don't have to be concerned. Good. Why is that true? The Rambam writes, because She'eno Doma Apsul Ba'Avera Apsul Ba'Kreva. After all, because She'apostle Ba'Avera Choshu Design. The Rambam writes that Stam. The Rambam is not Mepharish. Mechor, according to the Tzos, it's a deal for the Rambam. Mechor, the Rambam should have said, you can't compare a Ganav to a Gazlan. A Rasha de Hamas to a Karov. The Rambam writes, you cannot compare one who is a Karov to one who is Pasul Ba'Avera. The Sama Dokhov to assume the Rambam that Pasul Ba'Avera only means a Rasha de Hamas as opposed to a Stam Rasha. Could very well be, according to Rambam Shita, that it's not true. The Hiddish of Abayi is even Stam Rasha, right? Is comparable to Rasha de Hamas, that there is a Shash Meshakeh. In fact, if you look in the Yad Ramah, and that Sukkim, look at Sabayin Ramah, and the Chom Simon Ali, the Mas Chom Esne, Yad Ramah writes the following. The Pasuk says, Al Toshes Yadcha in Rasha, Lihios Eichamas. Good? So how is it that Abai understands the Pasuk? There's a Psul of Rasha, and there's a Psul of Rasha de Hamas. Are these two independent Psulim? So the Yad Ramah interprets the Pasuk according to Abayi as follows. don't interpret the pasuk lav lememra. The lo havi pasuk ad havi chamas. You could have read the pasuk as Rava says, right? The only time your pasuk is if liosei chamas, yerusha the chamas. That's not how Abai understands the pasuk. How does Abai understand the pasuk? Yerusha writes the following: because al toshes rav yadcha im rasha. Why is that true? Because shema yihye eid chamas. That's what the Yad Rama adds. A rasha's pasla eidus because of a chashash hashaker, because he will act right as an eid chamas. Now that's how the Yad Rama says Abai interprets the pasuk. One could have disagreed. One could have said that according to Abai, you read the pasuk as two halves. Al tashis yachi im rasha, right, is number one. There's a psul rasha, and then lihios eid chamas. The Yad Rama says no, poshup shan the pasuk. There's some causality. A will lead to B. If a person is a rasha, meaning a balaveira, so therefore choshishin shema yeh eid chamas, and therefore the pasuk says al tasitun a. Don't allow him to testify now, because look, if we see he violates yisurim, we have to be concerned that he will become a rasha de chamas as well. Important. Good. There's one more place that Zos deals with this issue. Right, this is found in Simin Nun Beit in Sivkot and Aleph. But it also writes the following Kiddush. He quotes the Mishnah in Chul and Adaf Yudal and Amar Aleph that tells us Hashochet b'Shabbos Shchitah Sol Kshev. The person does a Maisa Shchit on Shabbos in Achrami is Mechal Shabbos in Haraisa, but nonetheless the Shchit is considered to be a Shchitah Kshera. These are not one of the cases that we assume Yehavit Mamahani. We don't assume, for example, that as a result of the shkita, this the shkita is not chal, the heter shkita is chal. Good. Tosus raised the following tariq, Ramas for Hashochet. But Tosus says the following. Good. How can you argue that Hashochet b'Shabbos shkita sok sheir? Good, you'll tell me Shabbos is nisir gavur, it doesn't affect the chalal shavut. I understand. But Tosus has a further problem. If a person is shochet b'Shabbos, the Tosa says he's a mumar, the Chala Shabbos. And therefore, Shchitas mumar, Shchitas obzuma. So not the Avera per se of Chula Shabbos. Forget about a mitzvah above every issue. Or Iyavid Momahani. But a person is Mechala Shabbos, right? Dino Kinochri. And therefore, shouldn't we argue Shchitas obzuma? The Rambam, for example, Pirish Mishnah Yisraelites, we're talking about Bishogay. Shogay Bishabbos Bishogay. Bashab Shat and Rambam Shit and Akinami, had it been amazing, Shchitas Psula, not because of a mitzvah of Avera, but because Dina Okinachri. Tosu says the following Kiddush, that the Tamach has Lahavi Mumar. Tosu says a Kiddush, that a person does not necessarily become a Mumar with the first Maisa Avera. Bashab Shat and Tosu says it means a Mumar is someone who's Rugil Bukhah. It's one isolated event, terrible. But a person does not necessarily become a mumar dino kinachri with simply one isolated act of shchita. But in a chinami, if he will do this in a repeated fashion and will declare that mumar dino kinachri, in a chinami shchita sobsum. So the chidush sheharan, chumudaf yedalev, writes the following chidush. No? Even with the first maisa shchita, a person will become a mumar dino kinachri. But the Ran writes the following chidush. She'ein nasa mumar ad gemar shchita. When does he become a mumar? When he's machal Shabbos. That's what the gemar shchita. And we don't assume boin ke'echad that simultaneously he becomes a mumar and the shchita. It's a shchita psula. The Ran writes that ein she'ein mumar alav ela me'oso shchita ve'elech. He kind of a habayi is possible, but he's not possible from Afrei. He's not possible from the time of the tchila shchita. But so suggests the following Kiddush. If you were to argue that the psula of Avera is one of the chashash mishaker, does that really make sense? Once you see that a person is engaging in a malachas issur, so we'll argue, good, we have to be concerned with the possibility of sheker from here on in, but not the mafreya. There the psula writes the following Kiddush, and it's a rasha of the chamos. So in such an instance, there's a psul of sheker and nisonia. It's only the tzitzis right based on this logic that even according to Abai that there's a psul rasha, nonetheless, the psul rasha is comparable to a psul karo, so you're right. That psul is nikanu lahabah. It's not a psul which is an afreya. Therefore you could argue, enachinami, once the Maisa there was done, here and then there's a Chaloshim, it's possible. But not the Mafreya. What are you going to argue? But doesn't that demonstrate a person's Machal of Shabbos that there's a Chashash Meshaker? And that Chashash Meshaker should apply from the time of Tchila Shchita. So that's the Chiddush, right? But so that's not necessarily true. If Chashash Meshaker, if so miyam. When it comes to a Chashash of Stav Rasha, that's only Ikan La'aba, Ad La'acha Gemar Shchita. That Tzos and Simon Beis we discussed in the past is also very important to the balance context of the Tzos, the Tzach Halacha of the Mechaber regarding a Shtar Shiyesh Meribis. What happens in that case? A Shtar with a Mamish Meribis Darais. The Malbet is Pasal Eidus. Below this Pasal Eidus, good. Even furthermore, the Eidim are Eidim Zulim. Because after all, these Eidim Chosim and Ashtar Shish for Ribbis. That itself is Nisidaraisa. That's what Tosos points out from Metzienda, Ayin Beis, Vaveis, Damas Pushtar, that the Edom violated Nisidaraisa. And the Edom also are Puzzle Edoms. This is a crucially important issue that the Tosos discusses. Why is that true? Why are the Edom, Asuim al Ashtar Shish for Ribbis, why are they Puzzle Edoms? What category are they? See, the Malv and Lov, that's no Kasha at all. Because the Malva Lov, that's a Rosh of the Chamas. No? It's not amazing. I, the Malva, know that I'm not allowed to grant the loan Beribis, but I'm willing to violate this or that Isa for monetary gain. That's a Rosh of the Chamas. Same thing regarding a Lova. A Lova knows it's an Issa Daraisa, but he's willing to violate this or that Isa because he's in need of funds. That's a Rosh of the Chamas. What about the Eidim? That's a Rosh of the Chamas. What monetary gain or Hanos Sagluf is there to the Eidim? So you know what the difficulty is? That Tzos points out, in order to argue that the Eidim are Eidim Sumim, there you have to come on to Abayi Lechora, Stam Rasha. They're Rasha because they violated Nisadar Isa. What's the difficulty though? In order to be a Stam Rasha, require Nisa or Malkus. Is there an Isser of Nisa or Malkus for Eidim? That's the issue that the Tzos raises. What's the difficulty? Because the Tzos writes the Chorah, the Eidus, should be above Shechni or Maisa. That's a very important Tzos we discussed previously. Rishit has been shown. Now, how do you define Elav Shegesh or Maisa? And how do you define Elav Shein or Maisa? Tzos writes the following Yiddish. If you assume that Eidus is always called Elav Shegesh or Maisa, and Eidim who are made on a halvah sheyesh moribis are posledus, regardless of whether it's a shtar or whether it's alpeh. But those rights, perhaps you have to assume, like that great chiddush of Madi Mishnah, that's a gimel of the spheros. How do you define yesho maisa, eimba maisa? The three possibilities. No, one possibility is simply bottom line. You look at what the eidim did, what the person does to my position, active or passive. And the same Isser can at once be Alav She'em Amaisa or Alav She'esh Amaisa, depending on what in fact you do. Another possibility is that no, you don't look at the Avera Salah, you look at the nature of the Alav as we discussed in the past. No? And if you look at the nature of the Alav categorically has to be labeled as Yesh Amaisa or Eim Amaisa. So how do you do so? So here there are two extreme possibilities. The Kiddush of Magi Mishnah, there to give up a Fasirus, is a law which you can violate Ayyadei Maisa is always called a law Shiyesha Maisa. Wow. And Sefer HaChinuch and Shemem Dalet writes the opposite. A law that doesn't require a Maisa is always called a law She'en Bo Maisa. That's really relevant to this issue. Eidus. Eidus sometimes is Ichsav, sometimes is Balpeh, sometimes Ayyadei Dibur, sometimes Ayyadei Maisa. Is that called Lav Shiyesh Ramaisa? Is that called Lav She'en Bo Maisa? Good. That's the Chiddush that the Tzos discusses in this case. And that's where the Tzos makes this distinction. The Malvin Lova, that's a Rosh of the Chamas. The Eidim, that you have to come out to Stam Rosh. So Chiddush number one is the Malvus. And then the Tzos discusses the differences between Stam Rosh as opposed to Rosh of the Chamas. Alamidabai, it's a very important Chiddush that comment the Tzos that realize Arayas is called Rosh HaChamas. It's not just Aliba the Rabba. the Hochacha of Tosfos is from Rava. Because that's all Rava has. But this is a very crucial hara, even when it comes to Avayas. Good? Now, Rav Yosef tells us the following. If we're dealing with the case of the Sono, as we discussed, Rasha who? If the person admits that he was a willing participant in Mishkav Zachar, so in such instance he is considered to be a Rasha. So Tosfos is immediately bothered. Is that true? That one who is involved in Arayos categorically is possible Eidos? Tosfos says, the Gemara says in the Pavok Medeis, the Hachoshen al Arayos, Koshel Eidos. So why does our Gemara assume there's so no Rasha? So Tosfos has several possible things. Good. The first answer to Tosfos is, well, there's a difference between Choshen as opposed to Ika Eidim. All the Gemara stand up for love is Choshen al Arayos. Choshen al Arayos. And even though a Chshad of Arayos is significant, Tosfos says that Malkin alone to Hashmua, one can receive Malkus Drabanan simply because he puts himself in a situation that people suspect he violated Arayos, but nonetheless, Al-Fadini is Koshel Eidos. However, Ika Sadi, in our case, then a person is absolutely possible. Then Tosfos writes a second there. It's very important. No, when it comes to Ile Arayos, even if we're dealing with the case, not just of Koshel, even in the case of Vadai, does that mean a person is always Koshel Eidos? You're right. He violated Nisr Chomor. But in order to violate an Issa Chom, it must be the Mezid, not the Shogig, not Bonus. Is Arayas considered to be the Mezid of Bonus? Those are sides of the great Yiddish, Yitzra Tachra. No? There's certainly Surah Torah. Or the Sahara is very dominant, right? The person can impulsively engage in Issa, and in Achinami, he violates Issa Daraisa, but Al-Fidin, that doesn't necessarily encroach on his credibility, because Yitzra Tachra. And Tosfos writes, the great Kiddush, that Yitzra Tachfa, one can distinguish between the Chavav Stam Arayos, as opposed to Mishkav Zachar, where we don't assume Yitzra Tachfa, and therefore the person is Poslatus. And then the third Teretz of Tosfos, no, even when it comes to Revia, Mishkav Zachar, we can assume Koshleidus. What does Koshleidus mean? Koshleidus Acheres, but not Laosoedus. Of course he's considered to be puzzle. That's our case. Here we're talking about the Nirva testifying against the Rodea, admitting that it was the Mazes. In such an instance, certainly he is puzzle. Good? So Tosfos is bothered by the puzzle. It's clear from our Gemara that the Nirva is Koshel Eidos. No? If he says it was the maze that we have a problem. Good? He's admitting that he's a Rasha. That's the issue of Rav Yosef and Rav that we'll soon see. But let's assume the Nirva, a case of Promi Ravani Lonsi. It happened bonus. So certainly the Nirva is Koshelaitis. And therefore Rav Yosef says, who? The Acher Mitzdarf and Margo. He can be made. He can be made against the Rodea. Tosfos says, isn't that against the sugi we've been discussing in Matas and Dabav? Tosfos is kasha. The Gemara Dabav and Aleph, Elam Yata, if you're going to subscribe to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, Nimtze Echad, Karl Bafos, and Yusam Betela, what does the Gemara say? Nirva Yatsil. The Nirva is possible, and now you assume Nimtze Echad, Karl Bafos, and Yusam Betela, so the whole Kaddish is ruined. The Gemara answered, no, Hakla Mayaskinim, referring to a case of Nirva Meyachora, and so on. That's the whole question. Our Gemara just got through saying that the Nirva is Koshelaitis. Who is the Acher Mitzdarf and the Hargo? And the Gemara Makos Navav says, not only is the Nirva fossil, but we will apply the principle of Nimtzeh or Kol Fossil and Yusam Betela. How can that be? Tosfos is Babin. What is this Yisur? Right, the Nirva. What is this? So Tosfos says the following Kiddush. Ein lefarish the Nirva yatsil. Machma shel somei harovei. You can't assume that a Nirva categorically cannot testify against the Rodeya because he is posel machma somei. He despises the perpetrator, the Rodeya. In such a case, Soni is considered to be a Potsul. Tosfos says that cannot be. It's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says that who Hashem starts in the Haragah. And therefore Tosfos says, even if you'll grant that the Haru is Potsul Machma Soni, that cannot be applied to the Nirva. Right? You can't equate the Nirva to the Nirtzah. Even if you will maintain that the Nirtzah is Fossil, the Torah Sone, that does not apply to the Nirva. Because our Gemara says, Uva Achem is Tafen Orim. Good? It's the following order. It's very important. No? And without our Gemara, what will we assume? That the Nirva is Fossil because it's a Sone? Is that true? Is there such a psul? Isn't this a machlokas tanai? This is a little bit later, the Zion with days. This is a machlokas Rabbi and the Chachamim, and we assume the halacha like the Chachamim shita. No? Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'ohe v'hasone basel, that's Rabbi Yehuda shita. Both extremes. And Ha'ohe v'hasone cannot testify. The Chachamim say that's not true. Lo nechshedu Yisrael hakar. There's no such chash. Just because you happen either to be an Ohev or a Sone, that you are going to be made Sheket. So the Marshal comments in this Tosus that this all Havamin of Tosus says that the Psul is because of Sone is only a leave of the Rabbi Yehuda. And the same thing would be true in a case of Horu, the Nirtza. If we assume that the Psul is Machmas Sina, that only applies to Rabbi Yehuda, and not according to the Chachamim. That's the comment that the Marshal has. The Marshal and the Chubas, the Siman Lama Gimel, writes the following thing. Very important, Allah. That the machlokis between Rabbi and the Chachamim, Ohev and Sone. The Mishnah gives you an example of Sone. The Mishnah answers. What's that instance? Shlo diber im kavero shlosha yamin bein. A person has a disagreement with you. A person who, out of anger, you don't speak to for 3 days. That's Sone. What does that mean? A relative Sone. Shuvas Mashal writes a very important Kiddush. Sone Gomor is absolutely most latest to Kuli Alma. Even according to the Chachamim, the Machlokis Chacham Rabbi Yehuda is not in principle. Everyone agrees there's a Psul Sone. The question is, what happens on the relative plane? Someone who you're angry at. Right? Are you postulatus regarding his din Torah? That's what the Chum respondent is saying, that lo nechshu yisulaka, because of the pei machlokes, a person who made shekin. Sone gamur. Of course that would apply. And therefore the psul of nirtza, the haru, can be betorah sone. That's also when you find the chuvas hatashmes, simin tavkuf samathes. There's degrees of sinna and enochinami. Haruk is pasal machma sone. That alchidint is called the sone gomor. There's even a further possible thing. This is the following. Even if you assume the shita sachachamim, that the sone is kosher le'edos, that means the shari edos. Atosa said about like the Rayos, Mishkav Zachar, but not Bechoso Hadar. To allow, for example, right, the one who is injured to testify against the perpetrator, that is a psul of Sone. I Sone is Kosheledus Acheres, but not Bechoso Edus, where that particular issue is at hand. So our Tosfos writes the following Kiddush, that this cannot be applied to the case of Nirva. Because you see from our Gemara that the Nirva is Kashal Eidos. Uva Acher Mitzdarf in the Argo. So Tosfos says, even if you assume in the case of the Nirtzah, in the case of the Haru, that the Psul is Sone, that would not apply to the case of Mishkav Zachar, to the Nirva. That's why our Gemara says, Uva Acher is Dark Naharga. Good? So what is the Psul? Let's start with the basic piece of Hore. The victim, the Nirtzah, the Haruk. Why is he Posel Eidos? One possibility is the following. Our closest is Sone. Either only according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kiddush of the Marsha, or no, this is a Sone Gamor, which is even according to the Chachamim, or Pasul Oso Eidus, Harogus Pasul Machma Sone. What's another possibility? The Tosis Machas, the Vav Manalev, the Ramaskal Ella, it's a very different reason why the Harug should be Pasul. Why should the Nirtzach be Pasul Eidus? That was the Kasha of the Gemara. And if you assume the Shasri'iyah, Kobeda Choloshim A, therefore, Harug Yatzil. Mehekot Eisi Harug Yatzil. What's the psul? Our closest rights in the first day of Sone. Maybe even according to the Shita Sachachamit. It's also some Makos rights, what seems to be at first glance very mistaken, but we see some difficult. It also says, you know why the Harug is plus latest than Yitzhak? It's the Baldin. In a Baldin, a Baldover is plus latest. Isn't that obvious? The Bali Dinim are Pasleidus. What we even described yesterday, not even Pasleidus, Afkoravedus, are derived in secret to the Sugya, Pagin and Dibura. That's exactly what the Gemara assumes, that the Harug is Pasle. Is that true? That the Harug is Pasleidus to Torah's Bal Din? So when you read that Gemara, what did the Gemara say? Harug Yatzil, Nir Hayatzil, Machas Abad Maralam, the Gemara was Marche, Harug Mea Torah. The Gemara says, well, that's not going to help because Horeg Yatzil, Ovei Yatzil, the perpetrator. What did the Gemara answer? No, not true. The Mekamid of Apas Medavar. How did they arrive and interpret that Gemara? Baldin, right? Baldin is Mufka from Eidos. Once the Gemara comes up with that terence, Baldin is Mufka from Eidos, does that also answer the earlier Kasha? A Harug in Yerva, that's the finish of Tosis. No? That, not only the Horeg, even the Harug, the victim, the Nirtzach, is possibly just because, right, he is a Baldin. And even if you assume you be Kobe B'Shas, Re'ia, Nimser Kavos and Etzel, forget about the Harug. Right? Because a Baldin is possibly just in the Harug of Kiddin. As that status. It's the Baldin, it's the Baldover. Isn't that obvious? You know what's difficult with that? With assuming that the victim, the Harug, is Pasleidos. This is what the Mordechai addresses. The Mordechai is found in third paragraph of Sanhedrin, in Zavorah. You know, Tafresh Sadihei. Mordechai raises this issue. Harug. Al-Kiddin, does he have the status of the Baldin, the Baldava, or does he not? Very important not to mean that. Look, this Harug is not protected, right? No longer alive. In principle, we had an Afkamina. If the Psul is Chal Mishasriya, why don't you say Karav Apostle? Very important. The Mordechai says, I'll give you a crucial Afkamina. Are the Krove Hanirza able to be made against the Rosei? It's pretty important, no? Can the Krovim of the Harug be made against the Rosei? If you assume that the Harug has the status of the Baldin, the Baldavar, then the Krovei Hanirza are possible. You can't be a Krov to the Baldin, you can't be a Krov to the Horei, can't be a Karov to the Nirtzach. Mordechai writes, no, that the Krovei HaNirtzach in Choli Moed, they can be made against the Roseach. Mordechai writes, because even the Nirtzach himself could have testified, Kol Zman Shehukai, as long as he was still alive, the anal trade. See the next line in our doses. In principle, even the Nirtzach could be made. If he wasn't killed instantly, he also could be made, the Nirtzach. And as long as he's not a trefa, because the trefa is costly. So Mordechai writes, the psul of Harug cannot be
cause of Balnova. And therefore the Krovi Hanirzach are kosher leidos. And how do you know that that's true? You know what the Mordechai says? Because if you're going to say that not only the perpetrator who bezdin is being done, but even the victim, al kedin, has the status of bal din. So how does our Gemara say, "Boni Ravani Lomso, who the Achim is after the Hargam"? How can the nirva be made against the roveya? It should be absurd, bal din. That's the raya of the Mordechai to argue that the roveyah is the bal din, but not the Nirzach. According to Tosus, I'll discuss this a bit in Maushir, apparently one has to distinguish between the Nirzach as opposed to the Nirva. Tosus writes, Machas, the above and all, black and white. The Nirzach is possible because he's the Baal Din. Why wouldn't you say the same thing when it comes to the Nirva? It shouldn't be possible because it's Baal Din. Our Gemara says that's not true. Argamar just says, if he said he did so, the Mazin, he's a Rasha. Rasha's Posleidus. But if it was Va'ones, so therefore, Uva Achim is Tachim Argo. What's the difference between those two cases, no? So that's true. In the case of Nirva, he's Koshal Eidus. Therefore you see that one is not about it. So what is the psul then, no? One possibility was that it's a psul of Sone. Pointed out the difficulty with that, right? Isn't that only Shitas Rabbi, not the Chachami? Maybe not. To assume it's a psul of Baldin, the Mordechai points out, is very difficult. You see, in our case of Nir, that's not true. So what's the psul of Harum? So that's the next Kedushatosis. No, it's a little sone. It's possible you should trefa. That's the sheet of the Rebo. A trefa is possible ladies. And therefore a haru is possible ladies. If it's possible you should trefa, you understand very well why the haru is possible ladies, but the nirva is kosher ladies. Very good. The nirva is not a trefa. The nirtsav was a trefa. Therefore the nirtsav was possible ladies. Why is a Nirzach Hosla Aidus Mishum Trefa? Why is a Trefa Hosla Aidus? A Trefa cannot testify. Why is that? That's what the Gemara said that by Chesem Rabbah. That's called Eidus Shiat Yachal Hazim. Wow. Eidus Shiat Yachal Hazim. Why is that true? Person who is being made is a trefa. That's not subject to hazam. Why? Because even if other Eidim come and say, "Manoah Yisrael, those Eidim, right, a trefa, they're with us. They are not going to be able to receive ownership of Tarsha Zama." Why not? What's the missing link? That's the Kiddush of Ravashi. Later Sanhedrin, the Bayin Kesem, and others, because She'enam Bizomimei Zomimei. Eidus Shat Yachal Hazimah means that Shein has to continue. Your Eidus has to be subject to Hazama. And if anyone else comes to discredit you, the Eidim Hamazimim, their Eidus has to be subject to Hazama, and so on and so on and so on. It requires Zomimei Zomimei. Good? In this particular case, if you are being made and you are a traitor, if Eidim were come to Bez and say, "What do you mean, Manoah Yisrael? Is that Eidus subject to Hazama?" Certainly not. Because even if those Eidim are proven to be lying, they are Zomim. So what was their fault? What were they attempting to do? They were attempting to have a Shreifa kill, a Hora gets a Shreifa's father. And therefore there's no possibility of Tasha Zama. Einon de Zomim Zomim. This is a further illustration that we discussed earlier, where there are two halachos. The most basic halakha, speaking of the knowledge, is incomplete Eidus. Incomplete Eidus. You leave out important details of Zman and Makom. But sometimes, as we pointed out, even if the Eidos is absolutely complete, if practically speaking you can't enforce Kasher Zamam, that also is called Eidos Shiat Yachla Zimo. For example, the Tosfos Daf Testament Aleph, Ein Eid Nasadayan. Right? We're not going to be so willing to accept these guys. That's called Eidos Shiat Yachla Zimo. Good? That Boshim Shadat HaSukkot at Ein Ches, Zoma Bezonin. There's not a Chisar in Gufo Shal Eidos that some crucial detail was omitted, but there will never be the possibility of Kasher Zamam as that shame continues. So that's the finish that Atosa says, that the reason that the Horuk is possible is Mishum Shreifa, and that Al-Kadin is called Eidos Shehiyat HaYokol HaZim. Well, that's pretty important. Is there another Kiddush in this passage? When Atosa says that Horuk is possible because of Treifa, there's no psul Treifa. Treifa means Eidos Shehiyat HaYokol HaZim. Well, the Tosas is assuming a pretty great Kiddush. Tosas almost spells it out, right? But doesn't quite. Harug Yatzil, as Tosas is explaining, Harug Yatzil. Harug Yatzil does not just simply mean that this person is Hus Labor. What does it mean? Yim Sehefa Kabu Husagis of the Tela. No? That's what Harug Yatzil means. Forget about the Harug. No, the Harug is going to dismiss the entire Kav. Nim Zecha Kav Basel Yusuf Atela. What do you see, according to our Tosfos, a pre-important Kiddush? That we will apply the principle of Nim Zecha Kav Basel Yusuf Atela to one whose Eidos is inadmissible because of Eidos Shiat Ve'achal Azimah. That's a very good Kiddush, no? If it's a do you then enforce the principle of Nimsecha Kalpos and Yusuf Ateva? Or do you not? Let's say in this particular case, Trefa. But that's a Chashash Meshach, and that's a Psul Hagov. No, there's a Halach of Kashazonah, and Kashazonah requires a chain of Yachal Azima, and if you're going to accept them, then what's going to happen? The Mazimim will not be in the Shafi'a Falazima. Therefore, Eno Bezome Zomin. That's a very great Kiddush, the Tosfos. Eno Bezome Zomin means we apply the principle of Nimsef and Rabbos to Yusuf Ateva. Well, that's a very great Kiddush. Now, who weighs in on this issue? That is the Sheet of Tosfos. A little bit later, Mem Aleph Mundeis, that very Sugya of Eno Shafi'a Falazima. Do you apply Nimsef or Kavu Posa Yusuf Ateva to the Shiat Yom Lazima? You have 10 Eidos. And this is a serious case in the Poshos. Bezdin starts being Dorish for Choker, Rishus for Chakiros. You know what? One of the Eidim says, Ini Adaya. Not so far-fetched. You have a whole group of Eidim in Din Nefashos. There's this Doresh V'choker. There's no Hachasha in Drishas V'chakiros. Eini Odeya. Eini Odeya. That's no good. That's Eidos Shiat Yachal HaZima. And therefore what? Tosfos writes, Memalach Modei Dramaskav Kaman. Therefore, right? Kol Eidos is possible. Because Nimsef HaKol possible is a Betela. You apply Nimsech of Kofos to Dusa Tela to simply a single Eid says Eini Odeya. Because Eini Odeya is Eidos Shiat Yachal HaZima. That's our Tosfos. No? Our Tosfos says because Eino Dizome Zomim is Eidos Shiat Yachal HaZima and therefore Horog Yatzil. This cannot be according to the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, explicitly against Tosfos. The Rambam writes, what happens if you eat the Merubim? You have a dozen Eidim. Yishnayim hem kivnu Eidusim b'chakiros v'drishos. And two of them got it right. Right? They answered, they passed the test of Drisha v'chakira. Right?
But the other said what? If they're makish, hachashim drisus hakiros. Even hachashim bedikos is no good in the pashas. But the others didn't say anything differently. They just said, eini yodea. We don't know. See, up 10 Adim and Drishim and Hakira, two got it right. The others say, we don't remember. You know what the Rambam writes? Tiskayim ha'edus b'shtayim. The person is killed. The Rambam writes, for Edus Shiat Yachal Hazima, Tiskayim ha'edus b'shar. That's what the Rambam writes. That's against the Tosin of the Malach. Boshim Shah is against our Tosin. No? If you assume the Psul of Haru, right, is because of Trefa, Edus Shiat Yachal Hazima, you must assume that even if the psul is Edus Shiat Yachal Hazima, not Gufo Shel Edus, we still apply the principle of Min Secha Kol Pasul Yisrael Adela. That's a very important thing. That's against the Shita Sarah. Good? So this is what we'll have to discuss. So what then is this psul of Aru? Well, to assume it's a psul of Sone, we pointed out the difficulties. The Gemara doesn't mention Shata Psul according to the Shita Sachachach. To argue that it's a psul of Baal Dava, very Mistaber, but we're stuck on a further point. No? Why should that apply to the Nirva? If a victim is a Baal Dava, how can our Gemara say, Uvachem is Tata Narva? If you're going to tell me it's a psul of Shreifa, very good, you can distinguish between Nirva and Nirzak. The Nirva is not a Shreifa. But at the same time that you're forced into this great Kiddush, that Nimzecha Kofos and Nisavateila. We pointed out that one could have distinguished in two different types of Kiddush Yat HaFazima. One where the Chisaron is Gufo Shleidus, the other where the Chisaron is completely extrinsic in Nasadaya. So this is a great Kiddush, even in the extrinsic example of Kiddush Yat HaFazima. Where there's no chisar v'kufa shleidus, we'll still apply the principle of nimzeh kapos and yisubatayim. That pushes us against the Rambam sheet entirely. This is what we'll have to continue discussing. So take a look at the psula of horeg and horu, the psula of roveya and yirva. Try to work on that issue. No, the difference between right a yirzah who al kedin is a baldava, as opposed to a nirva who is not. We'll have to discuss that issue. Then we'll get into the sugya of talking into the right. At what point do you assume you have a right to slip off Edus and Amanus to avoid Edus Shabbat and Yitzhak Sabbat? Okay.